Welcome to Top Stories, I'm producer Chris. We're visiting May 2011 now. Andy and John were handing out some PSHE education with some top tips on avoiding any confusion when it comes to consent. It's Bugle issue 154, keep it in your pants.
Top story this week, if in doubt, keep it in your trousers. Andy, it's a universal rule in life that when a penis comes out of a pair of trousers, bad things may be about to happen. Could they be good bad things? Sure, possibly. But could they be bad bad things? You can't rule it out. Basically, it's always worth stepping back for a moment and considering whether it's either the time or the place for your proposed geniticular freedom. Don't get me wrong, Andy. Lots of good, biologically necessary things can happen when, how shall I put this, wangs take it outdoors for a hot second. But a good rule is, if you're not 100% confident in how your bratwurst is going to be received, keep it in your trousers. And there have been a number of examples this week of the perils surrounding this not remotely grey area. For instance, everyone has their own way of announcing that they're not running for office. There's no scientific right or wrong way. I, for instance, will be announcing that I'm not running for president next week by hanging from a helicopter over the Chrysler Building dressed as Joan of Arc and throwing out sweets with Maybe in 2016 on the wrapper. Everyone brings their own flavour to it. But it's worth noting that there is a legal right and wrong way. And Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF and frontrunner to be the next president of France, found himself on the wrong side of that felony fence this week. He was arrested and pulled off a flight back to Paris after a hotel maid alleged that he'd sexually assaulted her. And, I mean, you just have to hand it to him, Andy. And by it, I mean a pair of handcuffs and his right to a lawyer. But it's certainly an attention-grabbing way to shut down your campaign headquarters. It's doing it with a little je ne sais quoi. With a little, how do you say sexual assault in French, Andy? Actually, do you know what? I don't think there is a direct translation for that phrase in the French language.
So, yes, Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, first man, of course, to be head of the IMF, the KLF and the WWF, heady cocktail of contrived sports, radical 1980s acid house music and top-level economics. Bit like the old TV dating game show Blind Date. But he's resigned after the latest incident in his long career of failing to keep it in his trousers. It's sort of his whole life really pans out as a kind of one-man peneid, in a way. Kind of epic, epic tale. He resigned with, quotes, the utmost sadness and strenuously denies the accusations. Reports suggest that his likeliest defence is going to be that the act was, in fact, consensual. And whether or not this proves to be the case, I guess the main moral emerging from this story, John, is that when you are the head of an important global international organisation with more than half an arm becoming a country's next president, it is generally a good idea to keep it in your f***ing trousers.
Yeah,
For any French-speaking listeners such as Mr. Strauss-Kahn, who's I'm sure is an avid bugler, or for any French-speaking listeners such as Mr. Strauss-Kahn, who I'm sure is as avid a bugler as the next head of a global organisation, réservez votre petit Napoléon dans votre pantalon, s'il vous plaît. Merci. Monsieur, où est mon baguettoscope? C'est dans le grenouillette. It's been a while. But anyway, it seems he has something of a reputation and track record for not keeping in his trousers and has written out proven affairs and accusations of sexual misconduct to maintain a place in the higher echelons of global and French politics. And there was a kind of interesting reaction in France when he was sort of paraded in front of the media and on a so-called perp walk. Now, I hadn't come across this term before, John. Perp walk.
Yeah.
Is it part of everyday lingo in your country?
Especially in New York.
Right.
Yeah, people love a perp walk here.
Right.
They love seeing a perp walking.
I'd always assumed before this week that it was an unusually camp section in equestrian dressage. or an early prototype of Michael Jackson's moonwalk, kind of funky dance move that recreated someone withdrawing from a conversation due to serious stomach cramps after eating some undercooked chicken. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, said these words, John. He said, I think it is humiliating, referring to the perp walk. But, he said, if you don't want to do the perp walk, don't do the crime. Now, hang on there, Bloomberg. Far be it from me to take issue with a man who is not only mayor of unquestionably one of the world's greatest 20,000 cities, but who is also one of America's most earningest businessmen,
yeah,
who, if he wanted to carry his personal $18 billion fortune around in his pocket, assuming that the only coin he can tolerate is the dime, we need a pocket with a volume of 61,000 cubic metres, or approximately the size of 24 Olympic swimming pools, which frankly would be a fashion faux pas even for a guy that rich, aside from being a logistical nightmare finding a fabric strong enough to withstand the 480,000 tonnes of loose change jangling around in the pocket, which would seriously restrict his movement. I mean, realistically, he'd have to spend his life sitting on a super tanker asking people to airdrop snacks on him. Anyway, the point is, John, he's rich and successful, and therefore one assumes not an idiot. But when he says, if you don't want to do the perp walk, don't do the crime, it does suggest a somewhat flaky grasp of the conventions of justice. I mean, no one is denying that what Strauss-Kahn is alleged to have done is far from the quality of behaviour you would hope for from either A, the head of an important global international organisation, or B, anyone. But the perp walk should ideally be done after the perp bit has become legally proven, rather, once the perper has been proved to have perped his perp, I guess. So I guess what he should have said is, if you don't want to do the perp walk, don't be suspected of doing the crime, which would have been more realistic.
The scandal has come at a key moment for the IMF, which is currently trying to shore up some wobbly European economies. And the maid in question was apparently an African immigrant living in Brooklyn. So I think Strauss-Kahn's defence team might be looking to argue that, as head of the IMF, he was in fact just taking his daily job of attempting to Africa slightly too far. And he was released on bail eventually yesterday. The court had initially denied him bail, but he just kept forcing the issue, Andy. The news has shocked France, but should they really be that surprised? Strauss-Kahn seems to have been, as you mentioned, a notorious sleazeball and professional creep. The French media had itself nicknamed him the Great Seducer, although it's worth pointing out that he's clearly not that great at it, as he can't complete his seductions without demonstrably breaking the law. It would somewhat affect history's view of Casanova, for instance, if it turned out that the Italian adventurer was little more than a serial sex offender. And let's remember that this is France we're talking about, Andy. This need not actually completely derail his presidential bid at all. There, having a mistress in politics is just seen as demonstrating the ability to multitask. Not to mention the fact that their version of Mickey Mouse is a sexually aggressive skunk. I distinctly remember, Andy, an episode of Pepe Le Pew where, to all intents and purposes, he raped a cat.
So that is covered by a super injunction, John. You cannot say these things about Pepe. His lawyers will be all over it. But inevitably, since he was arrested, Strauss-Kahn, the allegations of further Todger-related misdemeanours have surfaced, suggesting that he's never been quite as adept at keeping his trousers as might be ideal. Mm-hmm. Including yesterday, Kemp turned up some suggestions that he used the same escort service in New York as used by fellow keeping in his trousers struggler Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I think we have to try and see both sides of this, John. I mean, it might very well be that Mr. Strauss-Kahn's penis is an extremely gifted economist whose ideas on the global markets could help lift billions out of poverty. I mean, we don't know. I've never met him or his wang, and it might be that he merely takes his wang out in order to discuss economics, and it's often interpreted in the wrong way. But as you said, some might think it strangely apposite that the head of a Western-dominated economic organisation should attempt to shaft anything that moves, particularly if it comes from the developing world. But please, please, I think as a general rule, John, it's a good idea as a major global figure to avoid finding yourself in a situation in which you can be described in public as being like a rutting chimpanzee. It just slightly, it slightly undermines your moral authority, John.
It's completely consistent, this behaviour, Andy. He's never hidden the fact he is a total scumbag. There are rumours of a similar assault in a Mexico hotel and numerous other complaints about sexually inappropriate behaviour. In fact, his campaign slogan for the French presidency was going to be, "I won't take none for an answer." In fact, the only person defending him at the moment seems to be his wife, who released a statement saying, "I don't believe for one second the accusations against my husband." I think then the French press followed up that statement by saying, "Well, what if we give you another couple of seconds to think about it?" To which he said, "Yeah, okay, yeah, now I believe it. This seems behaviour entirely consistent with my douche nozzle of a husband."
The perp walk, incidentally, for those you're not familiar, has been an important and enjoyable part of the judicial process ever since Jesus was paraded around in front of the media and crowd in Jerusalem. And, of course, by Bloomberg's definition, he was definitely guilty, and we were spot on to literally bang him to rights. Ideally, I guess it should be known as the Alleged Perpetrator Walk, or the Alley Perp Walk, which of course is a pedestrian thoroughfare in Boston named after the 1890s baseball star Alley Perp, who not only invented the pioneering cobra ball, in which his arm would snake out from behind his back like an angry snake before he flicked the ball out venomously with his middle finger whilst hissing, but he was also the man responsible for the team becoming known as the Red Sox due to his pre-game habit of attempting to bring himself good luck by sacrificing an elk in the dressing room, then stamping around in its blood, calling upon a mixture of God, Thor and Zeus to help him pitch well. Now, John, Strauss Kahn, of course, has not been the only one struggling to keep it in his trousers, as the world's continually expanding 7 billion-plus population can testify. Now, of course, as we say, getting it out of your trousers is not in itself wrong. It's just that there's a time and a place when it's appropriate, and people with whom those times and places remain appropriate. And Arnold Schwarzenegger seems to have fallen slightly on the wrong side of the keeping it in your trousers equation. He turns out he's been Schwarzenegging left, right and centre. transpired than indeed he negged his Schwartz to maximum possible effect into his former housekeeper, resulting in her giving birth to an android baby more than 10 years ago. Now, of course, John, let he who has never sapped a splacked a member of his household staff, resulting in fathering a secret love child that's kept secret from his wife in order to further his own personal political ambitions, cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Hang on, I actually am in that category. I think. Mr. Schwarzenegger, if that is indeed who you are, you big old philandering bastard, next time you're thinking of running for high office and parading your wife around with you as you do so, here's a suggestion for you. Keep it in your trousers.
Like what you hear? Come see The Bugle. We're touring the UK. Tickets at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.